Good morning, and thank you very much for welcoming today. Thank you, Carla. Carla is my connection to the human. So I am so glad to be here today. It's bringing back my memories from my childhood. My name is Sushma Barakoti, and like Mary Beth said, I work at the Refugee Women's Network. It's been 2 years that I'm associated with the organization. Before I tell a little bit about Refugee Women's Network, I feel so welcomed and I feel encouraged to speak a little bit about what today is in my religion. I was born in Hinduism, and today starts our the holiest festival of Vijaya Dasami. It's called Dasai in Nepal. In India, it's called Vijaya Dasami. And we celebrate today for next 10 days. It starts today and it goes on for 10 days. And it is the festival where we pray and celebrate the goddess of power, goddess Durga. So we celebrate her in different forms from today until the 10th day, when we come together in giving blessings, new clothes, food, celebration, and in solidarity with neighbors and friends and families. So this is so telling of the world and what human, your unitaristic values that Jewish holidays, Muslim holiday, and Hindu are celebrating the same 10th day. It says a lot. So there is so much commonality in all of us than some people try to use religion to divide us. So thank you so much for welcoming here today. I'm just feeling like I just for me to share this today shows that how comfortable I feel already in standing in front of you and talking about my organization. I am originally from Nepal. I came here 19 years ago to pursue my higher studies, and after that, I've worked in various nonprofits with different types of issues, related to different types of issues like domestic violence, HIV/AIDS, community development, and now with the Refugee Women's Network, we work with the most vulnerable community of all at this time of in the world, when there are more than a million people displaced and homeless because of atrocity around the world. United States was one of the countries that we took in the most refugees and displaced people around the world. But in recent years, it has been dwindling. And we just had a presidential determination announced this week, like 2 days ago. And it's reduced again to up to 18,000. That means we will be admitting the least amount of needy families from around the world when there's the most need in the world. That is awful, but what this awfulness has brought is that organizations that have been working with the refugee population have been receiving tremendous support and outpouring of love and support from everyday people who have never really looked into, thought about refugee population, or who are these refugees and how can we get involved with the life of the refugees and help them settle in this country. This is their country. The people who come here as refugees and asylees are never going to go back to their countries. It is their homeland now. They have been living in camps and third countries without a citizenship. So many of the families, still in the back of their mind, they wish they could go back to their countries. but the reality is they can't. And that's when we come in. We are trying our best to help them acclimatize, get integrated and be accepted to the community now they call their homes and their children. For most of the children, it would be the only country they would know as their homeland. So that's why Refugee Women's Network and other organizations, we provide services. Refugee Women's Network is not a resettlement agency. What that means is there are other resettlement agencies who work with International Office of Migration, OIM, and UNHCRs and the State Department of United States to bring refugee families and settle them. What that means is they bring them in the country, do all the paperwork, and they find them their first apartment, their first job for one family member in the family. So within 90 days, most of the families are already paying their own bills and rent in this country. So we can all imagine just being uprooted and in a different world and expected to be self-sufficient in 90 days. And they are doing it. The resilience and the courage working with them gives me courage every day to go to work and work with them. So basically, when they are kind of settled in their own homes, that's when we, Refugee Women's Network, come in. And we work particularly with women because they are more isolated than men. At least the men in the family, they go out to work, they talk to other adults, they interact with other people. But most of the women, because of their reproductive role in the family, they take care of their children and take care of the whole family. And so they are isolated in the homes. So we try to find these women in their homes, and when their children are in school, we try to get them together and talk about different issues facing them and connect them with services for all their needs, like schooling for children, food stamp, job, and also talk to them about going out in the community. I was just telling Carla, we are working with Rohingya communities. We brought about 10 Rohingya communities to the library and gave them orientation of the library and told them what library is and helped them make library cards. And that is unheard of for them who have lived most of their adult lives in refugee camps in Malaysia and Bangladesh after fleeing Burma and the atrocity there. So those kind of things we do every day. And also beyond that, Refugee Women's Network is part of the coalition of refugee serving agencies called CRSA. CRSA basically does is advocate for the refugee population to make sure the laws that at the state level and national levels are refugee and immigrant friendly. We are, with this new presidential determination, CRSA is urging all the supporters to call their Congress people and tell them that this is unacceptable, that we at this time of in the world that we are admitting the least refugees in the country. There are so many people ready to help. We need them here to, help them, because if not, then the lives are going to be really, really difficult for the refugee population. In addition to that, Refugee Women's Network has started civic engagement work. Now that the families have been here in the country more than 5 years, most of them are, you know, applying for citizenship and being citizen. And this is the first time ever, like I said, they are the citizen of any country. And so this will be the first time ever they will be, you know, voicing their opinion through voting. So we are doing voters registration, educating about what it means to be, engaged in the civic dialogue. And also, since 2020 is a census year, we are also doing the census education and making sure the importance of being counted in this newfound homeland for all of them. So that's the snippet of our work that we do at the Refugee Women's Network. And thank you so much for your help today with your offering, as well as there's a sign-up sheet outside if you would want to receive our newsletter and be involved in different activities that we do at the Refugee Women's Network. We would be more than glad to welcome you. And if there's any question, I will be here after the service, and I can answer them. Thank you very much.